Tom Kirkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be increasing clouds, windy, cooler, high only around the low 70s. Kenosha right now, 68 degrees. In Burlington, it's 74. In Milwaukee, 63 and 65 in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin and other parts of the Badger State cleaning up from severe storms that rolled through the northeast area from upper Midwest and Plain states last night. We Energy's has its repair crews still out at this hour, dealing with scattered outages that have been affecting thousands of customers. It prompted the utility to stop estimating just when each documented problem might get attention. As you might expect, trees and limbs came down, many of them touching power lines. Winds also blew around those construction barrels and signs for the various road projects. It's about 70 people got together last evening at Festival Hall in Racine, talking about what they would like to see or not see with an event center on the lakefront. For about an hour, the participants gathered in small groups, talked about their ideas, in the end voting with red dots for everybody to see what they liked the best. Then all the ideas were posted on a nearby wall where everybody got the chance to indicate their preference with green dots. City Development Director Amy Conley said the purpose of the gathering, getting kind of a feel for what the public wants to happen at that proposed facility.
Sort of activities, events, conferences the public wants to see happening inside the building. And that information is going to help inform our architect as he's drawing up the schematic plans for the development.
Concerts, sports seem to garner the most votes, trade shows, events for children and teens, political events among the ideas. Leaving the proposed site, green space, or doing nothing also got some support. This planning process for the event center nearing the end of phase one. A report on the feasibility of the project in general expected to be given to the Common Council by the end of June. About a half a dozen people had signs of protest on the proposed event center outside of Festival Hall. They left before the gathering was over. First one was a success in Mount Pleasant, so the Land and Lakes Development Company is ready to start construction of another spec building nearby, more than twice as big, in the next phase of its 60-acre business park project.
The first building has been sold and will be occupied by the end of the year. Goodyear will be the tenant, hopefully being approved for 307,000 square foot building immediately south of the first building. And it is, as Sam said, part of the TID, and we are working on the infrastructure under the TID agreement as we speak.
Company President Marty Hanley telling the Village Plan Commission, knock on wood, everything seems to be proceeding pretty well. The first Land and Lakes building at 132,000 square feet sold to the Zilber Property Group. It's a ravine that runs from Spring Street to the Root River and Racine's Colonial Park. It's going to be getting a little makeover. The Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network announcing that the work has begun to restore the 1,000-foot ravine and the wetland area where it meets up with the river. Dave Giordano, executive director of Root Pike Wind, said that the deterioration of the ravine is affecting the wetland and the river itself.
Currently, the energy created by a significant amount of runoff erodes the stream banks behind us and deposits a lot of sediment down into the wetland area, the floodplain, and ultimately into the Root River. That ultimately ends up in Lake Michigan, as the mayor alluded to. While some sediment loading is good and natural, we have an excess of it behind us, and we're set out to do something about it.
Mayor Dickert, who's going to be leaving soon to head the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, said it's projects like this that keep the Great Lakes clean. Right now it's in the design phase. Implementation of the plan expected to begin next year and maybe take 3 years to complete. A state appeals court overturns a Racine Circuit Court judge's order allowing the placement of a convicted sex offender in Kenosha County. Judge Alan Torhorst ruling that a suitable residence for Michael McGee was not available in Racine County where his offense occurred and approved a supervised release plan that put McGee into a home in Wheatland in Kenosha County, next door to a family with a one-year-old child and near a playground and a bike trail. Kenosha County appealed. The appeals court agreed that Racine County's order failed to meet statutory requirements and that Kenosha County officials were not properly notified or involved in the creation of McGee's placement plan. McGee was later placed in western Wisconsin. A man from La Crosse who ordered the all-you-can-eat pancakes and coffee breakfast at the Mount Pleasant Denny's on Monday walked away without paying, according to the Racine County District Attorney's Office. Employees at the Denny's said 48-year-old Brian Peterson has done this before and they wanted to press charges this time. He was found by police in the parking lot of a business next door to the restaurant, reportedly telling officers he didn't have any money, but he needed to eat. He's been charged with fraud of an innkeeper, a misdemeanor, and bail jumping. Well, as motorists get ready to take to the roads for the Memorial Day holiday, local law enforcement agencies are urging everybody buckle up because the National Click It or Ticket campaign will be starting May the 22nd and lasting through June the 4th. Press events are going to be involving the State Patrol and other agencies at 10 o'clock this morning at the Pleasant Prairie Tourist Information Center off I-94 and Highway 165. The annual NAMI Kenosha Bridges Community Center Mental Health Awareness Vigil, bringing a few dozen members of the community to Civic Center Park. Miss Kenosha, Caitlin Ray, who will compete for the Miss Wisconsin title next month and whose platform is positive mental health, ahead of an anticipated postgraduate work as a psychiatric nurse practitioner, she shared her experience with depression.
Positive mental health is an aspect of life that we always need to work on. Every day we need to take the steps towards maintaining a positive mental state. I know this now because I struggled with depression since the age of 14. I've never talked about this before, so I'm sorry. So I was only in eighth grade when I started experiencing suicidal thoughts. The symptoms would come and go, and I never talked about it with anyone because I wasn't educated. I just thought, it'll go away. So I was very quiet about it.
The Kenosha County Office of the National Alliance on Mental Illness is at 57th Street and 7th Avenue downtown. The Racine Office of NAMI is at 2300 DeCoven Avenue. A new branding campaign for Racine's Bell Urban Systems behind schedule at this point, though the public may get at least a hint of it at the 4th Fest Parade. During the Transit and Parking Commission meeting, City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper reported an Indiana company with a proven track record was low bidder by far over companies in Illinois and Racine on the RFP for wrapping 25 city buses with a new color scheme and logo.
Signature Graphics came in at $26,396. Danco Signs was $39,400 and the Sign Shop was $44,800. We have talked to the supplier, Signature Graphics. We feel very comfortable with their bid amount of $26,396, and we would like the permission of the committee to proceed to contract with them.
City Transit Manager Mike Marley noted that the planned June 12th kickoff on the new marketing campaign is going to have to be delayed because of just a slow process.
And the reason is the procurement process for getting that bus wrapped. We would have have that RFP selection to you at the end of April.
Really?
And we were nowhere close to having it in April in order to get it approved at the Common Council yesterday.
And while talks have yet to be completed, the new contract with Coach USA for commuter bus in and out of Racine, that'll be starting up July 1st. Kenosha County Board's Youth and Governance Program reached a milestone this week, welcoming county high school students who are going to participate on county board committees for the 10th year. At the county board meeting this week, last year's youth and governance class got recognized and the board welcomed the 14 new members. Teddy Winnett, director of the Kenosha County UW Extension Office, said the county's program has had some far-reaching impact, taking note that she recently got inquiries from Calumet County and the University of Delaware.
They have several communities in the state of Delaware that want to involve their youth in government, and somehow they did their Google search and they found Kenosha County, Wisconsin, and they called me and said, tell us about your program. We think it looks like a good model we might like to adapt. So you absolutely should be very proud that not only were you an early adopter of including youth in county government, but the country wants, there are counties across the country that want to replicate your success.
The 14 members of the 2017 Youth and Governance class in Kenosha County include students from 7 high schools across the county. They'll be non-voting members on the board's standing committees for the next year. The Racine County Board, to honor its outgoing class of youth and governance members, and welcome 10 new members at their meeting next Tuesday. And Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin teaming up with the AT&T Pioneers to host a Stuff the Truck Drive to benefit homeless and at-risk veterans. It'll be coming up on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kohl's Plaza in Mount Pleasant. Public encouraged to donate non-perishable food items and household items to help Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin help the homeless and the at-risk veterans in the Racine area. Household items include pillowcases and bed sheets, socks, underwear, small kitchen appliances, things like that. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin also constructing a tiny home village for the veterans in Racine to provide shelter for homeless vets. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.